Mishnah at the end of Her Gimel, Mishnah says, Shnaim Shayim Matilin Lemikva, Zela Gomechta, Vazela Gomechta. We have a Seichet as Ksusai, Umatum Mimikhaim is Harbe, the Hamaora Menatarta, Matum Mimikhaim is Harbe. So Rekiva Machsher, Vacham and Paisley. Omer Bekiva, Leomer Matilin, Ella Matil. So it has to be, all the Gimel Lugan has to be coming out from one place and from one kli. And Amru Leich, Amru said, Leikach, Veleikach, Amru Ella Shanafla Leish Shleisha Lugan. So, it's not in the Nikar Yisai Machlaikas between Bekiva and the Chachamim, seeing to say, Bekiva holds it has to be Dafka Matil. What's Pshat? He holds Tafka Matel, what would be the Pshat in that? So I think to say that the Psol of Gimel Lugin Shuvin, really Be'etzem, when you're putting Gimel Lugin into a mikvah, as long as it's not Betchila, the Be'etzem it should always be Batal Berayv. Miss Svar, you would say it's really Batal Berayv. None of us, Chazal said that Gimel Lugin still Pasel. They made a Psol of Gimel Lugin, we don't say it's Batal Berayv, and it passes the mikvah. So, Rabbi Kiva holds that they said the Gimel Lugin is going to passel, and we're going to override the din Bittul Barayv. It's tafka when it's in such a case that you're tafka throw the Gimel Lugin in mamash at one shot. If it happens mamash bevas achas is being matalit, so then it's going to passel the mikvah. But as long as you're going to do it in, it's going to come from different places at the same time, and it's not going in mamash one cheft of Gimel Lugin one time. So there. Then in Ichanam, maybe it would, if you're Bekiva, then it would taka become batal, they wouldn't have said the psul. Mashen Kain, the Chacham say, like Chacham, the Chacham, the Shanaf, the Shay Shalugan, they said, no, as long as it falls in three Lugan, doesn't matter how it fell in, it's gonna, Chazal's made a psul of Gimel, they made a psul of Sheuvin, and they overrided the Din Bittul Barayv, even if it fell in from different mikvahs, as long as the mikvah l'maisa got into it three lugin, and it didn't come mamish as one body of water gimel lugin, it would also pass the mikvah. In the lashon of Rabbi Kiva, it says it's very interesting that Rabbi Kiva and Chacham, they have a machlekes in what Chazal's lashon was when they stalled the vector psul of gimel shuvin. So Rabbi Kiva's lashon, he says, "Le'amru matilin ella matil." So it's before that the psul of Shuvin as tadafka is tadafka when you're taka being matil gimelugin into the mikvah. So before that stop, I just wanted to speak out that we came across a tisefta that says by. In Parag Gimel, Alach Gimel, it says by Ligya na Iver Mimakim Lamakim Vichin Behem Iver Samakim Lamakim Zulfu Biadeim Ubaraglayim Shleisha Lugan Lamikva Kasher. So the Rishonim brothers down, you see that if you have Shuuvin that doesn't happen to be the Adam, it was from the Behemas, so it's not going to pass the Mikvah. But it passes the case of Ligin every makam lamakam mechim behema and zilfu biyadeim beragleim. It's betzirif of many different hands and feet of the animals. So chayra this tesefta taka it holds not like Rabbi Kiva that it's matil dafka lachayra even from many different places would also pass on the mikvah. Just want to speak that out. Like upon him in Rabbi Kiva that he says that the psul is dafka matil. So, seeing the chera. What?
When you read a chum, you need to have this criteria to be able to pass on. And it's here, we can look at.
What is that? What?
That's fine.
What?
I'm just holding that. Okay.
What? Where?
Tzaritzer is also like that. They have that kasha. It's also more than three.
Different. One animal, each leg is not four legs.
What? Why is it not four?
This is a question. If put the kibah, it's lafuke the bittle. But when you do put it in multiple kelim, so what's off? It's bottle now? But it's still not going to start to the mikvah. So it's all put bottle better.
Well, the be'ez will always be batal, but they only still like the psul when it's mamish gimel lugin.
It's not gimel lugin, right. So it doesn't pass the mikvah.
Right.
But it's still not batal, because it's still not starved to
the mikvah. Not,
what, so what exactly is batal? I mean, I say this lashon bittal, I don't know what's batal about it. Like, it's still not starved to the mikvah. Okay.
So there, we also came across beginning of the Zaman. The beginning of the second parak, the Rash brought down a Tisefta about a Gistera. A Gistera Shimushu Kas Bekarka. So there's the bar, the way the Rash explains it, that the bar wasn't able to hold any water into it, so he put this Gistera to hold in the water. So there's Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rebbe Eliezer. And the Tanakama of the Psal Shu'uvin, because the Maisa, all the water that's in the bar is only Mikayach the Gisra, Mikayach the Kalis, the male has a din of Shu'uvin. But Rabbi Lazar Machshir, Rabbi Lazar's Lashon is, Rabbi Lazar Machshir, She'ein HaMayim Shu'uvin, Poislan Es HaMikvah, Atche Yiplu Teichai. Mayim Shu'uvin can only pass through the Mikvah until it actually falls into the Mikvah. And over here, like the Rash says, Kivin the Rifilasan Lukha Lahi Shu'uvin, wasn't Shu'uvin that fell into the Mikvah, it was only in the Mikvah itself it became Shu'uvin, so it wouldn't pass through the Mikvah. The interesting thing, the site for Rebbe Lezer's din that Mayashon doesn't pass the mikvah until it's Mamash Yiplu L'Teichai, is definitely could be based on what Rebbe Kiva says, that Rebbe Kiva said that the psul of Shuvah is dafka when you're matil, but the fact that he said a lashon of matil, you have that to be mashma, you have to actually, the Shuvah has to actually fall into the mikvah, has to go into the mikvah. But if it's within the mikvah itself, then it wouldn't pass. But not only Rebbe Kiva, even Lefi the Rabbanan that said, Rabbanan also said that the gathers of the psul shenaflu loy gimelugin, so has to also you have to have a nefila into the mikvah of gimelugin. But over here in the Gistra case, you never had a nefila of gimelugin into the mikvah. So I'm just saying that the site of Rebbe Lazar would be either from Rebbe Kiva or from the Chachamim. That was the Hal Chazal Takash Daldavek the psul of Sheuvin.
What about Gimel
Gumas? What? Gimel Gumas. Oh, yes, I will tell you at the end. Fine. Now the Mishnah was weiter about being with Sarv different Kalim. So it says, if you have Shnayim or Shloish up to three kelim, it's mitzarif, but if you have four, it's not going to be mitzarif. So, what's the pshat? If you say like Rebbe Kiva matil, so I understand. Yeah, it has to be mamash at the same time. Once you're given to say that two or three is mitzarif, so how come when he gets to four, it's not mitzarif? What's the difference between three and four kelim? So, I saw in the Gemara Tamura, where it brings down those three machlekas about. There's another sheet there about you can even have more than three, but in Yosi ben Chayni that says he's a Tana of our Mishnah that holds you need taka only three kalim, he says Alashin, he says im hayo eisen gimel lukin bebezer begimel kalim v'naflu by pasluk even the bechal kli lug ayesim bilug, since you have in each kli at least a lug or more, then look have you davar chashav a pasul, it's a davar chashav and it pasuls. So, the Rebbeinu Gershom is saying that you need three kalims dafka because in each kail you have a lug, and a lug has its egen chashivas, and because it has an egen chashivas, only then it's going to pass. But if you have four kalims, so the pshat is now each lug has less than a lug. If it's less than a lug, then it's not a davar chashiv, and then it's going to be pasul. Just want to speak of lachar enough comes out enough kamina. If you had three kalim, but they weren't equal, and one of the kalim had a little more than a lug, and the other kelim had a little less than a lug, so then, l'chera, you would not have the din of gimel kelim that's mitzarif, because the whole point of it is that each kelim has a davar chashav in it of a lug. But the shayla is, if we're going to say that it's mitzarif by gimel kelim because each one has a lug, which is davar chashav, so l'chera, what's pshat that it has to be that the Mishnah says you also need that there's another Tanai that it has to be that all three kelim go in as one hemshich. You have to have that hischal hasheni actually pasak harishay. Chayr, if each keli has a davar chashav of a lug, so then why should it have to be that it was hischal hasheni actually pasak harishay? So, mechera, you would say the pshat is because the chachamim, like we said before, the chachamim say lekach lekach amar l'shenaf l'shalei shelugin. They said that the psul is dafka when it's enough l'shalei shelugin. So maybe you would say that the psul of shuvin is dafka when you had one nefila of gimel lugin. You have to have one grace nefila of gimel lugin, and if you didn't have one nefila of gimel lugin, so it's not gonna pass. So even if you'll have each log is a dar chashav and it's not batel, but even if it's not batel and lamais in the mikveh there's three lugan of shuvin, but Chazal said that the psul of shuvin is dafka when it's you have enough lulei shleishes lugan when you have one nefila of shleishes lugan, so that's why it has to be hischal hashen actually pasuk harishayin like this. There's one hemshich and it's considered one nefila of gimel lugan. But l'chayr that is the epsher to say because the next line of the Mishnah says that if you're neschaven l'rabbis, if you're mechaven to be marba the mikveh, you want the mikveh to have more water in it. So then, even afilu korto b'chol hashanah mitzarf al shayshes lugan. Avad, there's no svar to say that when you're neschaven l'rabbis, then we consider it that over the course of 10 years, it's one mice in the field of gimel lugan. So balkarcha, it's not that there's a din that you have to have that in the mikveh fell. That the mikveh had a mice in the field of gimel lugin. According to the pshat is that as long as the mikveh has in it gimel lugin of she'uvin, that's gonna pass the mikveh. So then, what's taka pshat that you have to have? Vavas achas that it's hischol hashen yashle gomer harisha in seif kol seif. Now the mikveh has gimel lugin. So l'chayr pshat is because. As long as it's not hischal hashen and shlegam harishain, so the second that it falls in one lug, and you don't have a hemshich anymore, so then we would say the pshat is that it would become batel, because like we said before, really the gimel lugin itself should really be batel. So the Chazal came and they said there's a psul of shuvin in the mikvah, and the psul was by gimel lugin, so only when there's the psul of gimel lugin, so then it doesn't become batel, but if there's going to be a second that there's no gimel lugin, so the second you put in one lug, and there's no hemshich, then it's going to become batel right away. When you have a vas achas, that keeps it from becoming batel. And the pshat is that when you do shali hischala hasheni actually pasach harishain, so that makes that we see still a hemshich of the psul of gimel lugin taking place. And then once you hit the gimel lugin, so then it's going to be. It's going to be mitzarif to gimel lugin, and now there was never and it never became batel, and then when you get to gimel lugin, it's not going to be chal the psul. That's what you need bevas achas. But then it's for the others. So why do you take need a lug in each kli? Then even four kelim. And l'chayr l'fil what we said now that would be pshan the tanoim in Temura that hold you can even have more than four kelim because pshat is as long as you have this tanai of Hischal ha-sheni ha-shalei pasak harishayin, so you still have a hemshich and it won't become batel, so it doesn't matter how many kelim you're going to use. But what's pshat in the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that it only works up to three, if anyways there's going to be a hemshich. So l'chayra, you have to say pshat that even if we'll say that it's mitzarif to the gimel lugin and you have one hemshich, but l'chayra, you could say that even in order to say that it could be mitzarif, in order for something to be mitzarif, in and of itself has to have an egana chashivas, a kapanam a chashivas that it should be able to be mitzarif to the other gimulgan. If it itself has no chashivas at all, so even if there's going to be a hemshech of hischal hashen shepazach harishain, the second that that one kli pours out its water into the mikvah, it's going to become batel right away and it's not going to be able to be mitzarif. We have to be able to consider it as somewhat of a chashivas, al kaparim that it should be kedei letzarif to the other water. So, like Rabbeinu Gershom says, if it's a look that you put into the water, so al kaparim it has a chashivas, al kaparim that it should be able to be mitzarif to Rishmi mitzarif, but it's only going to be mitzarif if there's taka hemshich that's going on. When there's a hemshich, so then we see the psul of the gimelugin taking place the whole time, and then it will be mitzar. And then when you hit the gimelugin, so you have a lug in each kli, so each lug it's not going to become bottle right away. It has a chshivas alkapanim enough to be mitzarif, and you actually have that you were mitzarif it by doing it bevas achas by being pasak by his chalarishan shle pasak hasheni. Well, in lefizeh the Rishchav and Larabbis have to say that even though it wasn't a lug, you have to say that Rishchav and Larabbis gives it a special chashivas more than the chashivas of a regular lug by itself. The fact that you're mechavin to be marba the mikvah, that itself gives it a chashivas that it could always have the potential to be mitzarif to give a lugin. But in the case where you're not being mechavin Larabbis over there, it has to be dafka a lug, and it has to be a hemshech. If there's no hemshech, it's going to be the second. There's not going to be a hemshech, and there's going to be a hefsek. It's going to be that lug is just going to become batel. So the cheshivas of the lug was only that it wasn't batel. It's only that it's going to be mitzarif to give a lugin. The second there's a hefsek, it's not being mitzarif anymore. So now it's going to become batel. I just want to ask a kasha. By the, as Yael mentioned, the Mishnah Parak Beis says, by mikvah sheyesh by shalish gumais shal mayim sheuven shal lug lug. So you have a mikvah that you have gimel three gumais holding in each guma a lug of mayim sheuven, and it's on a midrine. So as the mikvah fills up, it hits one guma, then it hits second, and then the third guma. So Midrash says, "Im yidua shenafal l'teichay arbam sin mayim ksheirin." If you know that 40 saw fell in before it hit the third guma, so then it's going to be kasher. But if it's not yidua, and you have a safik, there's a tzad that maybe it hit the third guma of she'uvin before it hit 40 saw, so then it's going to be pasul. It's going to be pasul. So l'chayra, this. Okay, we can ask that when the water is filling up and it hits one guma of she'uvin, so at the second that it hit one guma, the second guma is no shaykhis to the mikveh yet, right? So, and when it hits the second one, then it doesn't, only takes, then only a few seconds later, then it hits the third guma. It's not hitting the first and second guma and third guma at mamash at the same time. So chayrat should be a chesaron of a shehischal hasheni ashalai pasak harishan. The first time that it makes contact with the first guma, it has no contact at all with the second guma. So chayrat, why, even if it's not yidua, if it hit 40 sar now, even if it's bevadai that it was only 39 sa until. And then, and it hit the third guma by 39 sa, and it was for sure not 40 sa. Why should it be pasul al shuvin l'chayra? You didn't have the gimel lugin coming as one hemshich. It happened that at intervals; it was separate times that it happened. So l'chayra, I'm saying the same shot that there's two separate dinim over here. There's this halacha of hischol hashenish lepasul karisha, and that's a din that. When you're coming to make a psul in the mikvah of she'uvin, so the psul she'uvin is only when there's gimel lugin bevas achas. So if you have hischol hashenish legomar rishon dafka, that's when it's going to pass. Over here, since there was already gimel gumais that had, there were, the mikvah already had gimel gumais that had three lugin of she'uvin. So before any water came into it, these gumais that were containing three lugan of she'uvin, there was already, the mikvah already was bipsul. It was already chal psul in the mikvah. Now there's already a chalais psul she'uvin in the mikvah, And that's another shaila. How when the gimel lugan fell in was that was achas that the mishachrina handles. He brings down a pshat that it's considered the whole. We consider it even if it didn't happen. He handles that shaila. But al-Gapanim, once you already have a psul of she'uvin in the mikvah, so now the shaila is when the other water came in afterwards. So if it was only 38 saw and then it hit the third gum, it's not the pshat. Then now there's a chalais psul of mayim she'uvin. Pshat is we were already dealing with a pasul of mikvah. Now all you did was just added water into a pasul of mikvah. So it's not a shaila of a chalais psul she'uvin. It's just that you have a pasul of mikvah and you're never machshav. So whatever water you add in, it's just going to be vayter pasul. It's going to be pasul mimela. So even if it's not pasuk, you don't need that had to be bevas achas the gimel lugan coming because it's already pasul of mikvah. And any water that comes in contact with this mikvah, it's going to be pasul. Only if you had 40 sav, it's yidua that 40 sav that came in before it hit the third look. So now you have the added water you put it in is the egin of mikvah. Once it's the egin of mikvah, so then it was the mikvah by itself. So now it's not going to be shtared by the mikvah psula of the she'uvin, because like we always say, just like you have hashaka, it's not going to pasul the mikvah. Well, if he's that, also we can answer Kasha that L'chera, I learned this much, I'm very sure, why is this Safik She'uvin different than any other Safik She'uvin that you had in Mishnah Gimel? We always say Safik She'uvin is tar. Well, if he's that, we could say that the whole halacha of Safik She'uvin, that's when you have a Safik in the Chalais Psul of She'uvin. Over here, in our case, is not a Shaila of a Safik Chalais Psul of She'uvin. Over here, we already have a Mikvah Psula that's already Ushtalavak Psul She'uvin in the Mikvah. Now the whole shaila is, does the water that's coming in, is it vayter a pasul mikvah of she'uvin, or do we say that it was the 40 sah came in first, and mela it was already a freestanding mikvah, and it doesn't get the pasul of the other mikvah. But if as long as you have a suffix, so then it doesn't go. We don't go with the klal of suffix mayim she'uvin tar. It's not a shaila of suffix mayim she'uvin. Over here, it's we're dealing with already a pasul of mikvah. It's just a shaila if there was another mikvah that was involved before. So in this case, we would say that if it's a suffix, that it's going to stay pasul.
Well, how do you have the three in the mikvah first? Because if the shear is when you use the 40 and you already done the 40 in the mikvah, is
it the same? If we. You're saying the gimel lugan that fell in the first place?
No, the gimel lugan and the kumis.
Right.
So if they moved the 40 saw mark, then the pshat has been done, the altar and the mikvah. Why would the mikvah so then you're adding on later? Well, as you had kumis.
Look, but this bar had three gumis in my mishuvah, so the and bar already.
If that bar holds beneath the three lugan, 40 saw, you mean?
If it holds beneath,
if it holds beneath, within the 40. If you hit the three lumens before you hit 40.
Yeah.
So pshat is you down that in the mix you have these gimel lumens.
Yeah. You know you're down that you just added water to a puzzle of mikvah.
It was
back to the puzzle,
whatever that means.